Imagine, you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is refreshing!
Just trying to let the game come to me as much as possible and not trying to force too many things to happen. I don't want to be running over linebackers either, so that doesn't happen too often. Sometimes, again, the game calls for something like that to happen, and I'm just trying to be the best teammate that I can be, the best quarterback that I can be, and sometimes that's what you're called to do, but definitely don't want to make a living of doing those things and just trying to, again, like I said, let the game come to you.
Josh Allen sharing the field today with Deshaun Watson. That takes you back to Allen's first playoff appearance. And it's Watson and the Texans that take out the Bills in overtime, right? That game? Yeah. Duke Johnson. There was a Duke Johnson play for Houston in that game, wasn't there? There was Tywan Jones and there was Duke Johnson, both of whom graced us with their respective presence here in future years. Or maybe Tywan Jones had already been here. I think that's right by the time of that playoff game. What have we got? Bills playoff history. So let's go by quarterback. I'm going to have to call this up. I'm not the man I used to be at this. But Watson is their first, Sean McDermott, Josh Allen, their first playoff opponent in 2019. They lose there. Let me just get this going. I know there are some fun names on this list. I know Mason Rudolph. Andrew's always whining about Mason Rudolph, getting him off the Steelers, and he's still on the Steelers. So we've got Watson in 19, and then 2020 Colts is going to be Rivers. He comes back, but that's Rivers. The next week's Lamar Jackson. That's the Taron Johnson play. And then Mahomes. 21, you've got Mac Jones. So the Bills have wins here over Phillip Rivers. It's kind of funny. Lamar Jackson, that's good. Mac Jones, lose to Mahomes. Then it's Skylar Thompson for Miami in the 22 wild card in a close game. But the Bills dominated in the stats, just turnovers. Then Burrow. They lose to Burrow. 23, that's Mason Rudolph. For Pittsburgh, the playoff game that got moved because of weather. That's Mason Rudolph, confirmed. Then they lose to Mahomes. Okay, 24 is Bo Nix. Then Jackson again, the two-point conversion fail at the end for Baltimore. Then Mahomes. And now Trevor Lawrence, that's a good name on your bedpost, so to speak, is Lawrence. You got Lawrence, you got Jackson on here twice, you've got Nix. A young Knicks. It's not all just Mason Rudolph's and Skylar Thompson's. Just texting with Jeremy about Arsenal. Tomorrow, the first game of the Premier League season. Arsenal and Coventry City. Jeremy says he can't wait. He says everybody is expecting them to repeat. All right, so I guess I expect them to repeat now. I'm going to root against it. I've never seen my Everton come close to even like Europe, as they say, the top four or five spots. I mean, for a while last year, they might have been a little bit close, but really, we go through these seasons. They're just kind of there. They built a new stadium. There's no playoffs. It's fine. But there's really not. It's really just about beating Liverpool for Everton for me, because that's their big in-town rival. And that's Joe. Love to beat Joe. Do they have, Jeremy would know, he's the founder of the preseason pledge. Do they have that in soccer? Did he have to take a preseason pledge and just sort of take a blind eye to everything Arsenal did here in their friendlies leading up to tomorrow? I wonder. They had some, you guys might know what this is, the shield. What did I watch last week for a minute against Man City?
I think it's the community shield.
What do they get? A shield?
I think literally, yeah, I think it's kind of like the Bundesliga, because that their trophy is literally that. It's just, it's either, you can call it a plate or a big shield. I think it's the same thing.
It's just one game?
Yeah, it's just one game. It's the FA Cup winner and the Premier League winner.
And they get an advantage in the next physical challenge. That also, by the way, for winning this. They should get to use one goal whenever they want, at least one goal, whenever they want to.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Use it during the season. They get to sort of just add a goal to their total by virtue of winning that that shield. The preseason pledge. It's a good one. And we're going to want it on Saturday, especially if anything goes bad. We might need it as a shield, the preseason pledge. If they do really well, then you're going to get, right or wrong, you're going to get, hey guys, that Ian Wheeler should be on the roster. And I'm not saying I won't agree with you. I love this for a running back. It really is sort of fantasy adjacent. When a running back, undrafted free agent, make him as obscure as you want. Ian Wheeler, Sal just brought him up. United Football League, played at Howard University. Not drafted. Looks good. Trucked a guy. We get to Saturday. He plays, I mean, at least half the game, right? We're not going to need James Cook. We don't have Ty Johnson. Ian Wheeler, Frank Gore. Sal said Ian Wheeler is ahead of Frank Gore. So maybe he's your starter on Saturday. He pops one. Bam. 64-yard touchdown. Ian Wheeler, 7-0. Okay. I love this because I will just never be able, I will never be dragged away from the, to me, logical theory that almost any running back could do it. Not literally any running back, but that there's really just not that much of a gap between, maybe not like Christian McCaffrey in his prime. I mean, last year was pretty close to his prime. Not the Hall of Fame level. But, you know, most guys after that. James Cook has moved up these charts. He has moved up from sub back to NFL. I mean, they'll never take that rushing title away from him. So we're not talking Hall of Fame yet or anything, but he's trending the right way. He's on a good career path. They lose James Cook. What happens? Well, you have Ian Wheeler or Ray Davis, of course, not to ignore him. But I just kind of always tend to think that that can work. If you lost, and this is what is fantasy adjacent about it, of course, Allen, but if you lost an elite receiver, whoever led the Jackson Smith and Jigba, whoever led the NFL in receiving yards last year, it would be JSN, I'm pretty sure, you're doomed. They're not taking a receiver out of the United Football League and putting him on the field in place of JSN and getting anything close to the same. I think running back, that can and does happen. And I think at wide receiver, it's next to impossible. And at quarterback, it's at least as next to impossible as it is as receiver. The preseason pledge, is there a joint practice pledge where you're not allowed to put stock in anything that happened today? Well, that's Ian Wheeler, apparently, that run that Sal mentioned. I'll admit to one thing. Today adds to it. Josh Allen, we know there's no debate about anything. James Cook, we know. He's obviously their running back. He does come off the field more than some guys, but he's done great. No questions asked. James Cook. DJ Moore. Well, we're kind of watching to see what and listening to what that sounds like with DJ Moore. We had one peek at him at the preseason game against Carolina, and there were highlights. I mean, he had, what, 3 for 61? I mean, he had a couple of big plays for the Bills. So that looked good. But I'm not leaving my spot on DJ Moore, which is like, this is fine. He's likely even to help the offense. He gives them what they don't have. But can he be amazing? I don't know. I don't expect him to be amazing. So I'm really not. Some of my friends are. I mean, the fantasy people, I've mentioned this week a couple of times, were like, huh, that looked good. Maybe he's not washed. Maybe, you know, there's a connection with Allen and that can really be something. I think some of these guys have wanted to push DJ Moore up a little bit from the game on Saturday. I'm sort of mostly the same. The preseason pledge. Are there exceptions? The one I'm sort of feeling a little bit like I'm weak, and it's not because I've been betting against the guy or anything like that, but I'm starting to feel the Kincaid thing a little bit. And not for the first time today did Sal start the conversation about what he saw with Dalton Kincaid. What did you like? Dalton Kincaid, the tight ends, all these touchdowns. I mean, that's starting to add up. It's starting to pile up, these Kincaid reports. And really, you will always have the injury history point. You can't really do anything with it. It's not a prediction that he'll get hurt or that he won't. You can't really do anything with it. But it's part of his story. But his being on the field and healthy and putting up highlights, even there was a day early in camp. What is early in camp? The camp was so short. The whole thing was early. All camp was early in camp. There was a day where he got injured a little bit, and Twitter was right away to, leg injury. Then Kincaid went and said he just got hit in a tough spot and, you know, no biggie. And either that very day or the next day, there was Sal again with, like, Dalton Kincaid. So that pledge, I don't know if it's Jeremy's call, if that applies to joint practices and training camp, or is it just games? I guess I'll have to ask him. But I'm softening. I don't even like saying that because I was never, like, out on Kincaid. I just felt that there wasn't really room for him to be a big producer, and then he kind of looked like he was about to be one, and then he got hurt. It's a little bit of it is what I talked about a couple hours ago with Shakir being out. There's more of a chance if that lasts. I'm not sure. No one knows. But if that were to happen, that would open up for Brady more opportunities for Kincaid and for everyone else, by the way. But I think he would be the one. If they were to have to play without Shakir, or even choose to, right? I know that's crazy, right? But if that were to happen, Kincaid is the guy where I'd want to, like, bump him way up. And whether or not it's Shakir related, we're getting you're hearing a lot of good things from him. We'll see about Saturday. I'm guessing nobody plays except Ian Wheeler. He'll be the only guy out there. But, you know, that's kind of how it's felt going back to last week. Then we'll get to Cleveland, have the joint practice, and then we'll back off a little bit. Mike Schopier, Bulldog, is off until Monday. Tomorrow, Sam Paniatovich, Ian Harditz will join. And we'll see if Sal wants to, but I know it's not a day where there's going to be anything new from the Bills. At least we expect that. Thanks for listening. This is Mike Schoep on WGR.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Keep cool out there, folks. It's gonna be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game, but from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.